This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's church time here at Breakout Radio Church. Let's hold up our hands and praise Him.
Before have I felt so alive. Never before have I thought I could fly. Never before have I ever been so free. Speaking with you, I now begin to see.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Brian and Kristen Mean. Hey, welcome to, welcome. Oh, they want to, we're going to sing some more. Okay, here we go.
There's freedom. We're jumping, shouting, dancing, spinning, singing. There's freedom. We're jumping, shouting, dancing, spinning, singing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that song. Good to thank you very much, Brian. Brian and Kristen Ming. Yes, Lord, we praise you. Yes, we praise you, honor you, magnify you, glorify your name today. You're a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Hallelujah. Lifting up holy hands. Well, we're kind of in a radical mood here. Breakout Radio Church. Delighted to have you in church today as we broadcast these services from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. Want to welcome members across America and around the world, as those of you that also may be visiting today. It's a very spiritual Holy Ghost day, a very special day. And the Holy Spirit is going to give me some prophetic words for church members today. I've been calling your name in prayer. And even this morning, I believe there's a word from the Lord for some of you. I've had an amazing week on BPN Radio. All week long, I've been having prophetic sessions on BPN Radio, and scores and scores of people have left me their names, and I've been prophesying. And I've been serving as a prophetic voice here in America since 1985, churches all across America and people groups across America and around the world. We want to welcome Gene and I are delighted to have you in church today. Thank you, Brian and Kristen Ming. I'm so honored to have them as our praise and worship leaders. And if you would like to have some of their music, all you have to do is go to their website, Brian Ming, B-R-I-A-N, Ming, M-I-N-G. Thank you, Brian and Kristen. And Brian, it's good to have him playing some worship music today for us. And want to welcome some new members that are joining us in just a few moments. Gina is going to come and we're going to pray. But I want to welcome some new members here at Breakout Radio Church that have joined the church lately. And we have a lot of different cities represented: Sheffield, England, Fresno, California, Royce City, Texas, Escanaba, Michigan, Owasso, Oklahoma, Netherlands, Antilles, Sunray, Texas, Wiley, Texas, Yorktown Heights, New York, San Diego, California, Lubbock, Texas, Collinsville, Oklahoma, Ogilvie, Minnesota, Branson, Missouri, Alberton, Montana, Vero Beach, Florida, Mesa, Arizona, Dallas, Texas, Port Vincent, Louisiana, Roswell, New Mexico, Grapevine, Texas, West Columbia, Texas, Dinuba, California, Seneca, South Carolina. Wow, we just want to say welcome to all of you new church members that are joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. And if you don't have a pastor, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church by going to our website. In fact, we'd like for everybody to join us there at BreakoutRadioChurch.com. If you want to switch over to there, BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And at BreakoutRadioChurch.com, you can find out what we believe. There is pictures of our ministry team there, a little bio of our ministry team, and we're so very, very thankful and grateful for our ministry team. A bio of our elders there, Gene Massey, Joe Ragland, our elders, and our ministry team there. So it's so good to have you here today with us. And wow, I'm just excited. Gene Gentry is going to come. Gene and I, in just a few days, will celebrate 56 years of marriage and 50 years of full-time ministry. We've been preaching now for 50 years, but on March the 12th, 1967, we started in full-time ministry, sold everything we had, and started down the road in a 35-foot Scuzzo trailer with only one revival. We've been going ever since. Gene, boy, just delighted to have you. We're delighted to have everyone joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. So why don't you come greet the people, if you will.
Welcome, Breakout family. So happy you could join us today. And I just trust that you will Receive a blessing today from the ministry.
Thank you, Jean. And we're just going to join hands and pray. And I want the rest of you that, all you church members, if you're visiting Breakout Radio Church, it's so good to have you here joining us. And want to remind you that you can tell your friends that we now are having church every day and every evening. And on BPN Radio, you can join us, listen 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time every day. We're having church every day and every evening being broadcast on BPN Radio. So Father Gene and I, holding hands together, we pray the will of God be done. Those people that are in church today, we speak a blessing upon you. If you're visiting the church, we bless you right now in Jesus' name. And what an honor it is to be able to come together and minister to people all across America and around the world. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come on this prophetic day and minister to us in a very special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Gene, for being a part of my life, and it's been such an honor to minister with you all of these years. And we just thank you for coming to us. You know, we received a prophecy, and I know the value of prophecy. We received a prophecy many years ago that there'd come a day that the people would come to us, that we would not go to as many places as we've gone over the past 30 years or so as we've been traveling. But people are now coming to us from all over the world. And it's just a tremendous honor to have you. And Gene and I, of course, are responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We are a house of prayer here at Breakout Radio Church. We're a house of prayer for all nations. We're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Church today. So tell your friends, if you will. And we're delighted to have you as a member of the Breakout Worldwide Radio Church. We are dedicating these 3 or 4 weeks to the prophetic, knowing that one word from God can change your life forever. And I've been a prophetic voice in America since 1985, given thousands of words to thousands of people. And so today I'm going to share some words of encouragement concerning the prophetic, and then I'm going to continue to minister over some Breakout Radio Church members. And so I have your names in my hands at this very moment, and I'm going to share a little bit about the prophetic. And then I'm going to share some prophetic words. I shared some prophetic words last week with some members. And wow, just had incredible testimonies, feedback. And so I'm going to ask Brian and Kristen Ming to come. And we're going to worship God. And then I'm going to preach.
Clothed in glory, He is high and lifted.
together, lifting up holy hands. Let's sing it together. Hallelujah. Church, let's worship Him. He is worthy. He's worthy.
Whom the Son has set free is free indeed, free indeed. Come on, sometimes words just don't cut it. Come on, why don't you let your worship speak to Him? Come on, why don't you let your worship communicate how you feel about Him? How we love you. Come on, lift up a song from your heart. Come on, your song, He longs to hear it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. Let's worship Him today, can we? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brian and Kristen. Lift up holy hands to a holy God. We worship you today. We honor you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. We say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In any language, we are so very, very thankful and grateful, oh God. So very, very thankful and grateful, Lord, for all of your blessings. You're such a good God. You're such an awesome God. You're such a mighty God. How we love you today. How we love you today and honor you today. Hallelujah. Why don't you just put your hands on your ears and just say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice. Saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me. I'm ready to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And amen. Okay, if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Luke chapter number 5. Reading from Luke chapter 5, I'm going to minister a little while, and then I'm going to share some prophetic words today. I'm going to give some prophetic words to some of you breakout radio church members. Luke chapter 5, beginning with verse number 1. So it was, the Bible says, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." So he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. This is an amazing story. The Bible said that Simon Peter, had fished all night and caught nothing, zero. And so they were washing their nets, getting ready to go have some breakfast. And Jesus asked Simon Peter if he could borrow his boat. And he, of course, said yes. He got into his boat and began to preach and teach. And after that, he began to prophesy. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach, to prophesy, to declare the word of the Lord." And so the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus, and he began to have a personal prophetic session like we're having these few weeks here at Breakout Radio Church. And he began to prophesy. And he called out Peter. And he said to Peter, "I have a word for you. Let down your nets, go out a little farther, and let down your nets for a big catch." And he said, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Now, Peter responded out of the realm of the natural, because Paul said, as I shared last week, the Apostle Paul said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. And there are many things that we can accomplish in the realm of the natural, according to our degree, pedigree, whatever it may be, information that we can obtain in life. But there are limitations on what you can do in the realm of the natural, because Peter, he was a professional fisherman, and he had fished all night. He knew how to fish, where to fish, but he caught nothing. He was tired. He was ready to have breakfast and go to bed, I'm sure. But Jesus said, "Go out again." It was not the time to fish, because Peter knew that professional fishermen fished at night. And so Peter responded out of the natural. And sometimes when we receive a prophetic word, it may appear that is not a word for us at all. We cannot do that. But I'm here to tell you here at the Breakout Radio Church today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible, that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can stay where God says you can stay. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can purchase what God says you can purchase. You can sell what God says you can sell. You can prophesy what God says you can prophesy. You can do all things. In other words, when you get into the realm of the supernatural, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Just one word from God. And I've operated on that premise for all of these years. One word from God can change your life. And the addendum is forever. And so Peter tried to figure out how he was going to, this was going to happen, because he was trying to view things from the realm of the natural. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, the natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. The natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, you cannot receive a word from God with your mind. Your mind does not have the capability, your mind does not have the capacity to receive the things from the Lord. It comes by the realm of the Spirit. And so you can receive it with your spirit, even though it may appear that it's not going to happen in the realm of the supernatural. All things are possible. And so it's important that we move from the realm of the natural to the supernatural, because once we get into the realm of the fourth dimension, the supernatural, we move into the realm where all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So Peter was, he responded with his mind. He said, you know, I've fished all night and I've caught no fishes, but he said, at your word, I'm going to let down my net. And the Bible said that he went out farther than he'd ever gone. He let down his net and he had a breakout catch. So I believe that God wants to give you a breakout catch. I believe that God wants to give you a breakout in your life. And somebody, you know, says, what about the breakout? Why is it called Breakout Radio Church? Why is the ministry called Breakout Ministry? Because the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture when I started Breakout Prayer Network way back in 1997, and here's what he said. He spoke to me from Micah chapter 2, verse 13. He said, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out with the Lord at their head. I mean, God is breaking things open for you, and you're going to break out, and he's going to lead you into great dimensions. You're going to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory, and you are going to experience things that you never thought you could experience in life. When Gene and I look at our 50 years of ministry, we look back, even on our lives, our 55 years of marriage, it's very difficult to believe that so many things have happened in our lives, and we have been able to go so many places and do so many things. I mean, both of us were raised in poverty. My dad was a poor Pentecostal preacher, and Gene's father was an alcoholic, and we started out as teenagers with meager fare and just in a little 21, 22-foot trailer, and we practically had nothing, but we began to give our tithes and offerings. We begin to pray together, and God began to promote. I'm here to tell you that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. I just sense that great faith is rising, even as I preach this morning. So I'm here to declare that God is at work in your life. Peter, he had a breakout word, and he responded with some breakout faith. Because Jesus said, you go out and let down your net again, go out into the deep. And so he went to places he'd never been. I believe that's what God is calling many of you to do. Go out into places you've never been, and God wants to do things that you have never experienced in your life. Because I believe in the church world today that 2017 really is a breakout year, and that God has given us a window of opportunity that we cannot ignore. So Peter had a breakout word. Then he had to have some breakout faith. He said, I'm going to do it. He said, it goes beyond all of my reasoning, but I'm going to go do it. And then he had to have some breakout partners. And so the Bible said that he motioned or signaled to his partners. I know that John was one of them, and James was one of them, and he had some other partners. And there were some partners who came and helped him with his big catch, because the Bible said that he caught two boatloads of fish. One translation says 157 fish, and I believe they were big fish. And it was just amazing how that happened. So he had a breakout word, then he had to have some breakout faith, then he had to have some breakout partners, and then he had a breakout not a breakdown, but a breakout. And suddenly he moved into a new dimension because he was a receptor to the breakout word that he had received. And then Jesus said, you know, you're going to do more than this. You're going to catch more than fish. You're going to start catching men. And actually, Simon Peter became the preacher that stood up on the day of Pentecost, got to preach the first sermon there on the day of Pentecost. And then he just began to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So I'm here to tell you that when it appears, nothing is happening in your life. And I just sense today here at Breakout Radio Church, as I preach to some of you members and maybe some of you visiting today, I declare that God desires for you to go out deeper and do more than you have ever done. And I'm declaring today by the Holy Ghost that some of you are just maybe one step away, maybe one day away from just having an incredible breakout in your life, going to places you've never been, doing things you've never done, meeting people you never said. And I just know it can happen. And so, you know, when it appears that nothing is going to happen, the Bible said that Peter fished all night and caught nothing. So it was like nothing, nothing, nothing. And then all of a sudden, pow, it happened. Suddenly it happened. And I believe that some of you could be within 24 hours of having an incredible breakout in your life, the supernatural word of the Lord coming to pass that can be quite remarkable in your life. I remember when Gene and I moved to Rockwall, Texas, Gene had a word from the Lord because we had planned to go start a church in Phoenix, Arizona, but she had a word on our way to Phoenix that we weren't going to Phoenix, we were going to go to Rockwall, Texas and work with our friend, Dr. Larry Lee there. And it was kind of an unusual word. And we got there and started ministering there, but there was kind of meager fare. We took a major cut in our salary. We'd been living in a beautiful home. We moved into a small condominium. And there was not many doors opening for ministry. And so Dr. Larry Lee hosted a conference there in Dallas. And I remember I was serving. And he was speaking to several hundred pastors out in the main auditorium. And I was back putting up, I'll never forget, poster boards, getting ready for the speakers that were going to have the individual seminar sessions. And I was putting up poster boards when suddenly someone came into the room and said, Dale, pastor is calling for you. And I went out there quickly. And there he was standing at the podium, and I think there was maybe 500 or 600 pastors that were there attending the seminar. I'll never forget Evangelist James Robinson was there, standing right next to Dr. Larry Lee. He had me to come up there, and he said, pastors, I want to introduce you to a man that leads prayer sessions better than I do, and you need to have him to come to your church. He will be a blessing to your church. And after the meeting, pastors begin to come up to me and say, when could you come to my church? I would like to invite you to come and minister to my congregation. And suddenly, it was nothing, 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 pow. And by the end of the day, I had more invitations than I could possibly get to. And that started a 30-year cycle of invitations going to different churches across America and other nations of the world. That was a breakout word. I had to receive it by faith. I had to have some breakout faith, and I had to have some breakout partners because I had already been given the word that I was going to go all over the world and minister the gospel. And so I began to declare, I'm going to go all over the world, minister the gospel. Had a breakout word, then I had to have some breakout faith. Then I saw myself going all over the world preaching the gospel. And then Gene and I, of course, together, we have been to, 30-something nations of the world. So that's what happens. Peter fished all night, caught nothing, then suddenly had a big catch. Gene and I went to Rockwall, Texas. It appeared that nothing was happening. And all of a sudden, in one day, we had more invitations than we could possibly handle for the next 30 years. What am I saying? I'm saying here at Breakout Radio Church today that God is ready to do something supernatural in your life. And I believe that God is calling you to step out into the deep and begin to hear the word of the Lord, as I begin to prophesy over some church members today, to begin to hear the word of the Lord, whether I call your name in prayer or not, and you hear it, then you see it, and then you have to say it. I believe that it's important that you see something, hear something, say something, and then you've got to do something. Peter had to have some breakout faith. He had to get back out there and fish, even though it appeared that there was nothing out there. So he had to go out a little deeper. He was not used to fishing in those type of waters. So I'm here today to tell you that God is at work in your life. I'm going to give some prophetic words today. As Brian Mean comes on the key and begins to play the keyboard, I'm going to give some prophetic words today. I'm going to call some of your names in prayer. And if I give you a prophetic word today, you must know that it could be a now word, or it could be a future word. Maybe something God is doing in you right away, but it could take a year, 5 years, or 10 years. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word, a word that you've already heard in your spirit or already know in your spirit. Or it could be a new word. The Lord spoke to the prophet and said new things. Said to Isaiah, new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And so I declare today that God may be doing something brand new. And of course, you cannot receive this with your mind now. You have to receive it with your spirit, but you also have to bear witness to it. Remember, you're never trapped by a prophetic word. A prophecy is something you have to bear witness to with your spirit, not your mind. If you don't bear witness, I don't believe that's for me. You don't have to receive it. And remember, if you receive it, then you need to take responsibility for it. You need to begin to speak it, write it down, speak it, declare it. And remember, as you begin to speak that word and move in that direction, God's going to give you some breakout partners. He'll always give people to help you do what God has called you to do. And remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, we know in part, we prophesy in part. So a prophetic word is not a chapter. It's not a book. It's a word, one word. And I'm just going to speak right now over you. And Gloria, I'm going to prophesy over you in Branson, Missouri. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is resting upon you in Jesus' name. And I'm prophesying over you that there's going to be unusual manifestations as you minister the word. Unusual things are going to begin to happen. And you're going to begin to call out things that are happening as they are happening or just before they are happening. And there's going to be a response, a corporate response. So I see you ministering corporately. And there's going to be signs and wonders and miracles, but there's going to be an unusual happenings, and people are going to say, we've never seen anything like what we are seeing today. And Michael, in Collinsville, Oklahoma, I'm prophesying over church members now. I declare over you in the name of Jesus that unusual business deals are going to happen. You're going to begin to sign contracts, and I see you co-signing. I'm not talking about co-signing alone, but I see somebody else that has already signed a contract, and you are going to be put your signature there, and you're going to be recipient of some major blessings that are going to come your way. I'm calling it handfuls on purpose. Roger from Vero Beach, Florida. Roger, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I declare that God is a God of the second time. I declare that God is a God of the second chance, and something is reappearing that has been lost. I declare there are treasures lost and found. There are dreams lost and found. There are visions lost and found. Things that you thought were totally gone, had totally disappeared, have suddenly reappeared. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Kelly from Mesa, Arizona, I declare that you have come to a place where God is bringing you to a place of decisiveness. The days of being double-minded, the days of not being sure, the days of questioning yourself, the days of taking one step forward and two steps back, those days have come to a close in the name of Jesus. And I declare that God is at work, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Andy from Port Vincent, Louisiana. Andy, the Lord is calling your name, and He's speaking to you in dreams and visions. I believe that you're going to begin to have a series of spiritual dreams. Now, every dream that you have is not a spiritual dream. It may be just as a result of ordering Domino's pizza too late. But I'm telling you, I'm not making light of your word, that God can speak to you in dreams. And not only are you going to begin to have spiritual dreams that is going to open remarkable doors for your life, but I declare that you're going to begin to minister to people that have had spiritual dreams, and God is going to begin to give you the interpretation. Barry, in the name of Jesus, I declare over you and your wife that God has set the world in your heart. Barry S., God has set the world in your heart, and He has not denied you. He has not set you aside. I declare that you are to go back and launch out a little farther, a little farther. You have plowed ground, and it seems like you have sown much seed, but the seed that you have been sowing seemingly has not produced any harvest. But I declare that you are to water the seed. And I declare in the company of other people, younger people that have a heart for the world, that you will begin to share your vision. You and your wife begin to share your vision in a greater measure. And God is going to give you new partners. Speak the word. Declare the word. Go out a little farther, because your call, the vision and dreams that God has placed in your heart are undeniable. And I bless you right now as you proceed. There's not a red light. There's not a yellow light. There is a green light. And the green light says proceed. You know those signs that are on the streets of many modern cities today? And you're looking and it says you can walk. And the light comes on. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying it's time to walk. And after you begin to walk a while, you're going to begin to run a while. And Deborah P. from Seneca, South Carolina, I bless you now. I declare in Jesus' name that God is putting major finances into your hands. I see you going to the bank. I see you making major deposits, unusual deposits. And I even see one of the bankers coming out saying to you, Deborah, can I meet with you? And he's beginning to question you concerning all of these finances that are suddenly coming into your hands. And he's going to want some explanation where these resources have come from. And you're going to assure him that these resources, these major deposits that you are making, did not come from drug dealers or from other countries, but the finances have come through major projects that are coming into your hand that you're a part of, and investments that you've made in days gone by are beginning to pay off. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. Penny, Grapevine, Texas, I declare in the name of the Lord that all spirits of heaviness are broken. All spirits of despair are broken. Every unkind word and hateful word is broken now. And those words are being removed out of your spirit. In Jesus' name, I declare the law of kindness is going to surround you in the name of Jesus. And I declare that God is going to do extraordinary things in your life. Lemuel from Temecula, California. Lemuel, I bless you. I declare that God is giving you insights, prophetic anointing in a most unusual way, in a most unusual capacity. God is working in your life, bringing you into realms of influential people. I see people in the realm of the business world, in the corporate world. I see them approaching you, sitting with you at a table and saying, here is what's going on in my life. Is there a solution? And so I believe as you begin to speak to them that God is going to give you the opportunity, the ability to unlock doors of new anointings, doors of secrets that you're going to be able to answer hard questions, and people of renown are going to begin to seek you out and say, is there a solution? Is there a word from God? And you're just going to respond and say, yes, yes, there is. Yes, there is. In Jesus' name, I declare over you, Pauline, from Las Vegas, Nevada, I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you that a promotion is coming your way, and God is removing you out of an atmosphere of chaos and an atmosphere of mocking and stress and strife, and moving you into a place of promotion, a place of quietness. And out of the quietness of your own heart, your own spirit, God's going to begin to work in you in a very special way. And over you, June, from Covington, Louisiana, I pray over you, June. I declare that it was like Daniel chapter 10. The promise was true, but it was a long time coming. And I declare those things that you've held on for, believe God for, entrusted for, is coming your way in Jesus' name. And so the promise is true. The word was true. Just a long time coming. And Pastor Jim, I'm prophesying over you. You know, we now have several pastors who are becoming members of Breakout Radio Church. And, you know, I love being a pastor to pastors, and every pastor needs a pastor. And so I pray over you, Pastor Jim, from Guymon, Oklahoma. I declare there has been rough waters going on in your life, but Jesus is in your boat today, and he is calming the waters. And the Lord is teaching you how to sleep in the midst of a storm. And so I know that stormy waters are going to discontinue in a short time, and there's going to be peaceful waters. But in the meantime, as the storm subsides, the Holy Spirit is teaching you how to sleep in stormy weather. So, you know, the Bible said that the storm arose and Jesus was at the back of the boat and he was asleep, and the disciples had to go and wake him up. And I declare that God is calling you and causing you to sleep in stormy weather. And you have a lot of, you've sown a lot of seed where you're at. And I declare that you're moving into a new season of your life where God is going to honor you, and people that have dishonored you in days gone by are going to begin to honor you in most unusual ways. So I declare the days of dishonor are being turned into the days of honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I'm so thankful, Father God, that you are working in our lives. And I pray over people that are members of Breakout Radio Church, or maybe they're visiting today, and I did not call their name. But I pray, Lord, that you just begin to minister right now in the name of Jesus by the Holy Ghost, that you just begin to speak to them. And I know, Lord, that we don't have to have anyone to speak directly to us, but you can put a word in our heart. And I pray, Lord, that you would just put a word in the hearts of people. I remember when I was called to preach in June of 1966, that no one said, you're going to be a preacher of the gospel. The Holy Ghost said to me after Prophet David Wilkerson had just got through preaching and I was on my knees, the Holy Spirit said to me, son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel? That is all. And that one word has taken me over 50 years to the place that Gene and I are at today. So I just believe that the Holy Ghost may be speaking a word to you today. I've not called your name or given you a word, but you can receive it. And the Holy Spirit can just speak it directly into your ear, or he can just put it in your heart. And I just believe for that in Jesus' name. Would you just receive? Just say, Lord, I'm here to receive. Speak to me. You say, what if he doesn't? Yeah, but what if he does? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And while I'm praying right now, I want to pray for those of you that don't know the Lord. You're attending Breakout Radio Church today, but you've never accepted Jesus into your heart. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, the greatest miracle in the whole wide world is people that turn away from their sins. We were born into sin, but we need to accept Him. And I want to say a prayer for you. Would you say this prayer after me? Would you say it after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe that You died on the cross for my sins. I believe that You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me my sins. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. And with Your strength and help, I'm going to live for You and serve You all the days of my life. Thank You, Jesus. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, or you would like to, or if you need a pastor, then you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a place there for membership. Or you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's the one I would recommend, breakoutradiochurch.com. And there's a place for membership. If you would just click that membership link and fill out the membership card there, I will receive it, and I will put you on my daily prayer list. I'll be calling your names in prayer. We'll do whatever we can to be a blessing at Breakout Radio Church. We're here to serve you, members all across America, different nations of the world. And remember, as you go to breakoutradiochurch.com, you'll find a welcome message for me, and there'll be pictures and bios of our ministry team, and some of the sermons that I've been preaching the last several months will be archived, and you can listen to some of those sermons, and there are also some other resources there at breakoutradiochurch.com. If you'd like to be a member of the church, just go to breakoutradiochurch.com and fill out the membership card there and submit that. If you need a pastor, then I'm giving you the invitation. Right now, I'd like to take this opportunity to receive our tithes and offerings. And, you know, Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. The Bible says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. And I believe that that the blessings will come as we're faithful with our giving. And Breakout Radio Church is sponsored by you, our loyal members. And all you have to do is go to, if you want to give by PayPal or debit card or credit card, you can do that. If you're at Breakout Radio Church, you just click on the donate button. If you're at bpnradio.com, you click on the donate button. When you click on the donate button, you can use your credit card, your debit card, or your PayPal. And we'd be so delighted. And I'm going to pray in just a moment as you prepare your tithes and offerings. If you're making a check, you can write your check to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries. And you can send your tithe and offering to P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Make your check to Breakout Ministries. We appreciate your faithful giving here at Breakout Radio Church. I'll give you just a moment to prepare your check or prepare your giving, and then I want to speak a blessing upon you. And while you are preparing your tithes and offerings, remember that we have church every day of the week and every evening, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. That can be heard on BPN Radio or the TuneIn network, just by downloading the TuneIn app and typing in BPN Radio. And also on our Breakout Radio Church website, we want to remind you that our 50-year video, our 50-year journey, is on the website now. And you can, 50 years and 50 minutes, you might want to view that, Gene and I's 50-year journey. Okay, I want to pray for those of you who are giving today. Father, I just speak a blessing upon those that are paying their tithes, giving their tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name, Breakout Ministries, I pray, Lord, that you would bless them and multiply the seed that they are sowing. In Jesus' name, supply their every need, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Supply their every need, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you as you give today. Wow, Gene and I love you. So thankful that we can be your pastor. Please let us know how we can be a blessing to you. Just go to breakoutradiochurch.com. And also this week, we're also opening up our Breakout Radio Church Facebook page, and you can visit that. Well, it's been a joy. Next week, I'm going to continue on with my prophetic series. So tell everybody, God bless you for being here today. Have a wonderful day.